With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Civil and criminal investigations now underway into the Florida condo tower collapse, even as crews continue searching for any signs of life in the mountains of debris. There are 28 confirmed deaths, 117 people unaccounted for. It's raining this morning in Key West, courtesy of Tropical Storm Elsa. After lashing Cuba, the storm now closing in on Florida. Manatee County resident Tom Schultz telling WFTS that he is battening down the hatches.
From what I've seen on the reports and everything, I don't think it's going to be anything of major damage. But the other thing is, I'll be prepared later because it's going to happen.
Landfall is expected tomorrow north of Tampa. A shift in the direction of the storm means it will likely have less of an impact than feared on search and rescue operations at the scene of the condo collapse in Surfside. Also at SRNNews.com, today could reveal the extent of the ransomware attack. It's been reported across 27 countries.
What is likely the world's single largest ransomware attack was aimed at a software provider that services thousands of companies, large and small, around the world. Kaseya says the attack was discovered over the 4th of July holiday weekend in the United States, so many of the victims may not know the impact until they return to work on Tuesday. The attack is blamed on a Russian-speaking gang behind last month's $11 million extortion of the meat processor JBS.
That's correspondent Tim McGuire. A plane with 28 people on board has vanished in the far east of Russia. Authorities say the aircraft disappeared from radar while coming in for a landing. A search and rescue mission now being organized. On Wall Street, back to work today, and stock futures so far are lower. Dow futures down 11 points, and NASDAQ futures are off 10 points. This is SRN News.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
That's not far.
What are we going to do? Hike?
Sure.
Are we there yet?
Yep, it's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
The radicalized left, which is the Democrat Party, tried to, quote, kill the king twice and failed.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. Tropical storm Elsa back over the water. Heavy rainfall, 2 to 4 inches. Isolated amounts of 6 inches is in the forecast through Wednesday evening. As of this morning, the biggest impact to monitor, according to forecasters, heavy rainfall and stronger damaging winds and severe storms. There's also a threat for isolated tornadoes since the Jacksonville area is forecast to be on the eastern side of Elsa's center. Jacksonville City Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman has been hospitalized with COVID-19. She's reported to be in ICU. Pittman represents District 8 in Jacksonville and is also the CEO of the Clara White Mission, which provides social and professional services to the city's underserved community and homeless veterans. A man walking alongside the road carrying a gun, exchanging gunfire with Columbia County deputies on Monday. He was ultimately arrested. He had suffered a gunshot wound, though it was not known if it was self-inflicted or suffered during the shootout. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Today, scattered thunderstorms and a high of around 83. This evening, partly to mostly cloudy and more rain and a low of 74. Right now, it is 71 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Tropical storm Elsa's heaviest impact on North Florida will happen Wednesday. Forecasters predict North Florida and South Georgia could see anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain. With many planning summer vacations, travel analysts predict longer waits at airports and rental car locations because of worker shortages. And with U.S. troops leaving Afghanistan, NBC News reports Afghan security officials are seeing an increase of ISIS, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda making a comeback into the country.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, I hope everybody had a good 4th of July week. And Roger, good seeing you, man. How was your weekend?
Hey, I had a really good one, yeah. Spent some time at the beach, yeah, can't complain.
Spent time. Wait, you live on the beach. What do you mean you spent time
at
the beach?
We walked along the ocean for a couple of miles.
Well, what were you doing, an air supply video or something? We walked along the ocean. All right, anyway.
Just enjoying nature.
Hey, everything sounds good. I'm looking at you right now. I know they had a lot of people over the weekend. We had a best of show yesterday, but I think everything's back to normal, huh?
Yeah, everything's back to normal. Of course, bracing ourselves for Elsa.
I don't think there's that much to brakes. Hey, by the way, are we pronouncing it Elsa or Elsa?
I think Elsa.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Yeah. I don't want to be politically incorrect.
Yeah, it's not going to be a major one, you know, but all things equal, you know, first name
storm. Minor.
Yeah.
Except for a lot of rain.
We'll get some rain, yeah.
Hey, good morning. Coming up on 5 minutes after 6 a.m. Good to have everybody with us back from the 4th of July weekend. We are set and ready to go. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson right here on Talk Radio. WBOB, as Roger just reported, the Weather Channel says it's quite possible that North Florida, the city of Jacksonville, could see anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain. But the big day, they think, the rainmaker, is going to be sometime between Wednesday and Thursday.
Go back to the current status, 60 miles per hour. It's moving north-northwest at 12, and it will continue to be going forward. It's going to be out of the open water for the next couple of days. And there's going to continue to be some wind shear coming across the circulation over the next day or so. It's not going to be super strong. It's going to be, you know, strong enough perhaps to keep a lid on the intensity, but especially towards the end of the storm's journey, as it gets up in this position, that wind shear actually starts to sort of run away from the center of circulation and could actually be in a position to enhance.
That is, again, from the Weather Channel. Roger, technically, when you look at it, or politically, or even some say, as you know, the beginning of summer doesn't happen on June 21st, but instead it happens on Memorial Day. They say that's the beginning of the official kickoff. Well, some people look at the 4th of July politically as the kickoff of the rest of the remaining of the year. What takes place when it comes to the Biden agenda?
Multi-trillion dollar package known as the American Families Plan that includes federal entitlements for child care, paid family leave, free community college, universal pre-K, and more. If passed, it would be the largest expansion of the welfare state since Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, estimating that 21 million Americans, mostly in the middle class, would be added to the entitlement rolls.
That's from the Wall Street Journal's Paul Gio. Again, the president hits back on the campaign trail this week to push another spending of another couple of trillion dollars out there. But from the Fox Business Network, Elizabeth McDonald says, if we're now halfway through the year, is it going to be tough to continue to even move forward with the president's agenda?
Time is running out. We've got the August recess about to start. The September budget fights to avoid a government shutdown about to start. The start of campaigning for next year's midterms that Democrats could possibly lose. This feels like President Biden's last chance is the next few months to make his mark as a president. Biden's agenda looks like it's hitting a wall in the Senate. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin saying he's not going to eliminate the Senate filibuster. That means Democrats will need 60 votes to pass President Biden's agenda.
With more troop withdrawal happening in Afghanistan, those in the security armed services there say that they see an increase of terrorists coming back into their country.
Five Texas sheriffs as well as some.
The latest with that, of course, comes from NBC News. Richard Engel, he says that Afghan security forces are telling him that ISIS and the rest of the gang out there are making a big comeback.
Even before U.S. troops finish their withdrawal from Afghanistan, America's old enemies are making a comeback. The Taliban is on a major offensive, capturing around 150 Afghan military outposts in the last 2 months. In most cases, Afghan security forces, trained and funded by the United States, surrendered without firing a shot. The American withdrawal is a huge morale boost for the Taliban and all Islamic extremists, presenting the U.S. pullout as a God-given victory. Several Afghan officials tell NBC News Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and other radicals are returning to Afghanistan.
Again, Richard Engel from NBC News. Fox News, Bill Malugin reports, Roger, that border arrests, they keep finding that some of the people that keep arresting is the ones that were convicted of sexual predator crimes in several states here, got deported, now making a big comeback. On top of that, a group of Texas sheriffs and Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement Border Patrol agents have now filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration, accusing them from not properly deporting criminal illegal immigrants.
Five Texas sheriffs as well as some ICE officers are now suing the Biden administration, accusing Biden of not upholding federal law by not allowing ICE to arrest or deport criminal illegals. The sheriff's out here very upset by this. They say Biden's policies enticing illegals to come here. A border patrol here in the Rio Grande Valley reporting that they arrested three criminal illegal aliens with some serious records. One was a Honduran national with a second-degree rape conviction of a child under the age of 15 out of the state of New York. Just a short time after that, they arrested a Mexican national with a sexual assault conviction out of the state of Arkansas. And then just after that, they arrested another Honduran national who is a registered sex offender in the state of Wisconsin. All of those men had also been previously deported and evidently tried coming back.
With inventory remaining low for housing out there, some people have asked the question, will housing prices drop or will they continue to rise? According to real estate economist Daryl Fairweather, she says home prices are expected to stay high with the remainder of 2021.
I don't think that home prices are going to come down. I don't think that there's a bubble that's about to burst. What we're expecting is for competition to ease a bit. It'll go from having 12 offers on an attractive home to having maybe 6 or 7, which is still a lot. And with that much competition, prices are going to stay high. Mortgage rates are still at historic lows, and I think mortgage rates will stay pretty low. They may tick up a bit towards the end of the year as the economy really starts to recover. But overall, mortgage rates are low, and that's partly what's fueling these really high home prices.
Tomorrow, we are supposed to find out the amount of job openings that have taken place. The latest with that, CNBC.
The latest JOLTS measure, the measure of job openings and labor turnover, is expected to show that the U.S. had about 9.3 million unfilled jobs at the end of May. That's right around the record level set at the end of April.
Again, 9.3 in April. Now again, 9.3 coming up in May. And for those of you that had a good time over the weekend, some people say that we saw, experts and travel analysts say, that we saw pre-pandemic levels of those traveling now. But the question is, what's predicted to happen throughout the remaining of the summer?
They experienced long lines across the country as airports were packed. And the whole system, airports, rental car agencies, and the like, well, they are a bit rusty after nearly a year off of the kind of crushing travel we're used to. So what does this mean for the rest of the summer? First of all, there will be a shortage of workers everywhere you go. At the airports, the TSA is so short of employees, they're asking for volunteers, and they're looking to hire 6,000 new workers.
So there you go. A lot of shortages at the airports and everywhere else where you may be traveling. More coming up next. It's 12 minutes after 6 a.m. It is the three fastest hours anywhere on Morning Talk Radio. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We still have stop-and-go traffic on 295 headed north, right between Beach Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. That left lane is still blocked, and you'll add an extra 5 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Today we'll see scattered thunderstorms and a high of 83. More rain with thunderstorms tonight and an overnight low of 74. Right now it is 71 degrees.
Florida's economy depends on restoring America's Everglades. Everglades restoration will not only improve our environment, it will create 65,000 new infrastructure jobs and support hundreds of thousands of jobs tied to the real estate, recreation, and tourism industries. Let's invest in our future. Restore America's Everglades. Create jobs. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. There's so many different ways to give back to rescue dogs and military heroes, donating your time, your talent, and your treasure. Canines for Warriors does their very best to help you be a part of their important mission that focuses on saving lives, both furry and human. Help stop 20 veteran suicides that occur every single day. Donate at CaninesForWarriors.org.
Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. It may be a holiday for a lot of people, but we'll be in live July 5th, breaking down the big July 4th weekend. Did it feel normal? Did you burn your mask and have a good hot dog? I hope so.
Plus, did the Democrats realize that they need to back away from some of the craziest left-wing policies they've been talking about in recent weeks? We'll talk about their strategy and more coming up on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A group of Texas sheriffs and ICE agents have filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration, accusing it of preventing federal officials from arresting or deporting criminal illegal immigrants. Economists predict home prices are going to stay high throughout the rest of the year. And the latest job posting numbers will come out this week. Analysts believe the number will still be around 9 million job openings.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Time is running out. We've got the August recess about to start. The September budget fights to avoid a government shutdown about to start. The start of campaigning for next year's midterms that Democrats could possibly lose. This feels like President Biden's last chance is the next few months to make his mark as a president. Biden's agenda looks like it's hitting a wall in the Senate. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin saying he's not going to eliminate the Senate filibuster. That means Democrats will need 60 votes to pass President Biden's agenda.
That's from the Fox Business Network, Elizabeth McDonald, 616. Good morning. July 6th, man. Good to have everybody back with us. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right here on Talk Radio, WBOB. Roger, kind of an interesting clip. I want to get some more out there.
Okay.
The president's going to push for another big stimulus package out there, the American, whatever you want to call it. I'm so confused with all the rescue names and everything else out there. I don't think that's going to go anywhere. This is where they want to lower the Medicare age from 65 to 60, maybe down to 55, have more extension of money of, the cover to when it comes to the area of giving more individuals money out there, like another glorified area of unemployment extension. And benefits. And the bottom line is what Liz McDonald is saying, that I think the president, on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe he's at a 4, maybe a 5. He might get an infrastructure package taken care of, but I don't know if the far left is going to go along with it, because they want a big time tax increases. The conservative wing of the Republican Party isn't going to go along. So the question is, how much time is remaining for the Biden administration to get the things done that they want to get done this year?
Probably not a whole lot of time. And the problem with the left is they're wanting to just spend money, and they'll call any and everything they want to spend money on infrastructure,
right,
when people are more intelligent than that.
Yeah, here's the latest from the Wall Street Journal's Paul Gigot. As the president goes out later this week to push more spending, according to numbers out there, the Wall Street Journal reports that he wants to add $21 million to the entitlement roll, which would be part of a spending package. Listen to this. Clip number 11.
Multi-trillion-dollar package known as the American Families Plan that includes federal entitlements for child care, paid family leave, free community college, universal pre-K, and more. If passed, it would be the largest expansion of the welfare state since Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, estimating that 21 million Americans, mostly in the middle class, would be added to the entitlement roll.
Now, listen to this. When he means to the entitlement roll, that means once you get on, you do not get off. Here is from the Hudson Institute economist John Kogan. Listen to what he says. He says here, when you get on these spending entitlement programs, Roger, I did not know, well, I did kind of know this, but it kind of caught my attention here. And let me play for you the clip. He says, once this is passed, you don't need to come under congressional review. Once you are on, you are on.
An entitlement program basically gives individuals a legal right to a federal government grant under certain circumstances. And so Social Security might be a very good example. You turn age 65, if you've worked more than 10 years, you're entitled to a benefit. Food stamps, if your income is below a certain level, you're entitled to a food stamp benefit. And so it's basically a government guarantee that you will receive a service or a check if you meet certain conditions. When it comes to budgeting, these programs are automatic. They do not require annual congressional review or congressional appropriations. And so year after year after year, the programs go unreviewed, unless, of course, you have an emergency, and then they get expanded.
So this is what they look at, Roger. For example, you could look at these child tax credits that are not going to be going out in the next couple of weeks. This is part of that package out there. You'll remain to get them unless Congress decides to vote against another appropriation.
Wait, did I hear this correctly? They're going to put everybody over the age of 65 on food stamps in the country?
No.
Okay.
He said that was with Social Security.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. But according to, well, no, the liberal left like to put everybody on food stamps way under 65. So anyway,
right.
So it's kind of interesting. Once you're on there, you don't get off. Listen to this. There is a lawsuit going on right now. A group of Texas sheriffs and ICE agents, that's Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement agents, have filed a lawsuit against the Biden White House saying that they're preventing them from doing their jobs and deporting illegal immigrants. Here's the clip.
Five Texas sheriffs, as well as some ICE officers, are now suing the Biden administration, accusing Biden of not upholding federal law by not allowing ICE to arrest or deport criminal illegals. The sheriffs out here very upset by this. They say Biden's policies enticing illegals to come here. A border patrol here in the Rio Grande Valley reporting that they arrested three criminal illegal aliens with some serious records. One was a Honduran national with a second degree rape conviction of a child under the age of 15 out of the state of New York. Just a short time after that, they arrested a Mexican national with a sexual assault conviction out of the state of Arkansas. And then just after that, they arrested another Honduran national who is a registered sex offender in the state of Wisconsin. All of those men had also been previously deported and evidently tried coming back.
That's Fox News' Bill Malugin. This is after last week we reported that the Biden White House, Roger, says that they want to review, I don't know how they're going to be able to do this, they want to review thousands of those that have been deported out there and maybe give them a second chance of coming back into the U.S. What I find interesting, I'm not saying this is everybody, but we're seeing a major uptick in these numbers being reported here, which you're not going to find out from other media outlets, that there are quite a few of those that are coming back into this country that have been convicted of felonies. They get deported, they escape, they don't come back for another court date. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, they're trying to enter back into the country illegally.
I'm curious as to whether or not it's simply policy. If someone has committed a crime when they're not here legally, I guess that in and of itself is a crime. Or is it a federal law that they're not allowed to come back? Because if it's a federal law. Then that needs to be enforced. And I would imagine that someone could file a lawsuit and say, hey, listen, yeah, you're making America unsafe.
Well, that's why the sheriffs are filing that lawsuit,
yeah,
because it's based on federal law. Roger, the Supreme Court, this is kind of a low-level case, but remember, was it Masterpiece Bakery in Colorado? Is that what it was called?
I believe that was the name of it, yes.
Yeah, for those of you out there, we've covered this many times. This is where the owner of that refused to bake a cake for a same-sex couple. They wanted him to do it. He says he would not do it based on religious freedom, but he says he was more than happy to do something else for them. They couldn't take no for an answer. The Supreme Court said that state's Human Rights Commission overstepped its boundaries by going after the business owner. There is another case that is now supposedly what was going to go in front of the U.S. Supreme Court about an LGBT situation and a florist who said that they would not do a florist for a same-sex wedding based on religious freedom. Reporter Sam Smith says that the U.S. Supreme Court has decided not to hear this case.
The Supreme Court has decided not to take up another case centered on a battle between LGBTQ rights and religious rights. It did not say why, which is normal. The Washington Supreme Court had earlier sided with a gay couple, saying it was discriminatory for a florist to refuse to work their wedding over religious objections. Only three conservative justices on the nation's highest court supported hearing an appeal. Four are needed to make that happen.
Now, Roger, that was a reporter, Sam Smith. Probably one of the reasons why is if you have a state Supreme Court, then the challenges can heavily begin at the federal level through the appeals courts. I'm thinking that's what it could be. By the way, Roger, just this kind of got a little interesting news here. Speaking of LGBT, did you know that passports, they're just going to check the box of the gender that you identify with now? Here's Assistant Secretary of State Ian Brownlee.
The Department of State is committed to promoting the freedom, dignity, and equality of all people, including LGBTQI persons. Starting today, you are no longer required to submit medical certification if you wish to change the gender marker on your passport. You can simply select male or female on the application form. Even if the gender you identify with does not match the gender on your birth certificate or other documents. For the moment, only male or female gender markers are available. But I'm pleased to announce the department has begun moving toward adding a gender marker for non-binary, intersex, and gender non-conforming persons. The process of adding a gender marker is complex and will take time, but we are committed to getting this right. We will be coordinating with other government agencies to ensure as smooth a travel experience as possible for all U.S. citizens.
Wow. So we can lie about our gender, but that's going to be okay because the political correctness is going to create the airport.
That's
going
to be huge problems because it's, your passport's not just a U.S. document. It's an international document. So when you go into a foreign country, they want to know what gender you are, and they aren't, you know, embracing all this new PC stuff that they're doing in America's Northeast and West Coast. They're going to be confused, and who knows? I mean, obviously there's an economic benefit of having American tourism and commerce going on, but, you know, you're letting someone into the country, you know, you're a foreign country, and they're saying they're a female, but they're really a biological male. That could create huge problems on the international level.
Roger, you bring up an excellent point, as you always do. But Roger, you also said something as well, that this is also used as documentation, even here in the country, mm-hmm. for other identity purposes out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah. If you need ID, you know, one of the ones you can use is your passport. And they now have the passport ID card, if you choose to get that as well, that, you know, could just create all kinds of issues. Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. Well, yeah, you're right. A lot of countries are not accepting some of this when it comes to the LGBT movement. Coming up on 625, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Everyone's still recouping from that three-day weekend, so our roads are looking pretty smooth. But as always, some slow traffic around NAS Jacks. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see scattered thunderstorms and a high of 83. More rain with thunderstorms tonight and an overnight low of 74. Right now, it is 71 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
There are four attitudes we can take as it pertains to God's will for our stewardship. We can say no to God, or we can say perhaps, or we can say someday, or we can say yes to God. Though the first three may cause us some conflict, we can rest assured that when we say yes to God, all conflict will cease. Your work will take on a dignity and an honor that you've never before realized as you become a partner with God in eternal enterprise. That should be the attitude of our stewardship.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, some of the guests we got lined up for you later this morning. Jonathan Williams, economist for the American Legislative Exchange Council. The lawsuits that we talked about last week, several states being sued by some of the moochers out there because their unemployment benefits are being cut off early. Now some judges are allowing the unemployment benefits to continue. They say, well, until we figure out what the determination of the lawsuit and what the outcome may be, you can still collect your unemployment. The question is, Roger, I'm not making this up, man.
Take that, Governor DeSantis.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see where all of this goes. I know you got to laugh at this.
Oh, my gosh.
And by the way, the latest in Afghanistan, if we take all out, if we take out all the troops, is another 9/11 going to happen?
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Civil as well as criminal investigations underway into the Florida condo collapse, even as crews continue searching for any signs of life in the mountains of debris. 28 confirmed deaths, 117 people unaccounted for. The rain is falling this morning in Key West, courtesy of Tropical Storm Elsa. After lashing Cuba, Elsa now closing in on Florida. Landfall expected late tonight or tomorrow morning north of Tampa. A shift in the direction of the storm means it will likely have less of an impact than feared on the search and rescue operations at the scene of the condo collapse in Surfside. A plane with 28 people on board has disappeared in the far east of Russia. Authorities say the aircraft vanished from radar screens while coming in for a landing. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 6 points. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Patrick Johnson. Tropical storm Elsa forecast to bring heavy rainfall to our area, 2 to 4 inches possible. Maybe isolated amounts of 6 inches in the forecast through Wednesday evening. In Jacksonville, there's a threat for isolated tornadoes since the area is forecast to be on the eastern side of Elsa's center as it treks northeast. Jacksonville City Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman is reportedly in the hospital with COVID-19. She's said to be in the intensive care unit and was hospitalized over the last few days. Pittman represents District 8 and has served the Jacksonville community in leadership roles for more than 30 years. Florida police now have new rules to follow. Last week, Governor DeSantis signed a police reform bill into law. HB 7051 includes banning the arrest of children under the age of 7 for nonviolent offenses and changes the use of chokeholds, only allowing officers to use them if they feel threatened. Agencies will also have to submit quarterly reports to FDLE. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Your summer camping headquarters 7 days a week is A Army Navy Depot, San Juan and Blanding. A Army Navy Depot is Jacksonville's only military surplus store with 4,000 square feet of camo clothes, boots like Rothko, original SWAT, Altima and Proper, shorts, tanks and tees, kids clothes, plate carriers and plates and more. Check out the survivor needs, military flags and pins, security, DOC and first responder gear. Gift cards available. A Army Navy Depot, 4721 San Juan Avenue at Blanding.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Everyone's still recouping from that 3-day weekend, so our roads are looking pretty smooth. But as always, some slow traffic around NAS Jacks. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see scattered thunderstorms and a high of 83. More rain with thunderstorms tonight and an overnight low of 74. Right now, it is 71 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With many planning summer vacations, travel analysts predict longer waits at airports and rental car locations because of worker shortages. With U.S. troops leaving Afghanistan, NBC News reports Afghan security officials are seeing an increase of ISIS, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda making a comeback into the country. And Tropical Storm Elsa's heaviest impact on North Florida will happen Wednesday. Forecasters predict North Florida and South Georgia could see anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good morning. Coming up on 6:33. For those of you out there following, I think they're up to the right now. What did the Weather Channel come out and say that they may be possible of a hurricane watch issued for the west coast of Florida. There is a slight possibility that, hey, Roger, if you're going to go out and get some, get me some too, would you?
Okay.
Go ahead. Right. I got it covered. No, I'm just going to get some coffee. Get me some too. Anyways, here's the latest with the Weather Channel. It is quite possible that Tropical Storm Elsa may strengthen just a little bit.
Go back to the current status, 60 miles per hour. It's moving north-northwest at 12, and it will continue to be going forward. It's going to be out of the open water for the next couple of days, and there's going to continue to be some wind shear coming across the circulation over the next day or so. It's not going to be super strong. It's going to be, you know, strong enough perhaps to keep a lid on the intensity, but especially towards the end of the storm's journey, as it gets up in this position, that wind shear actually starts to sort of run away from the center of circulation and could actually be in a position to enhance.
So it could enhance. Again, that is from the Weather Channel. Now, of course, local weather experts are predicting anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain for North Florida and South Georgia. So we've already had a lot of rain as it is. So now they're just saying, hey, listen, that's the big thing that may happen. We may have some severe thunderstorms, a possible tornado, but nothing to truly get worked up over all about this. By the way, I'm kind of curious for all of you that haven't gotten your garbage taken care of, because we've got a bunch of moochers out there that don't want to go work for the waste management. Man, I thought they were paying enough. Anyway, so some of the garbages are still backed up because they're still having a shortage of workers out there taking place. So here's Fox News' Anita Vogel. How many of you all were on vacation this weekend? Did you have a long line at the airport? What about a rent-a-car? Oh, yeah. Those are trying to make a comeback. She says expect longer lines throughout the remaining of the summer. Why? Well, we all know the answer. Worker shortages.
Many experienced long lines across the country as airports were packed. And the whole system, airports, rental car agencies, and the like, well, they are a bit rusty after nearly a year off of the kind of crushing travel we're used to. So what does this mean for the rest of the summer? First of all, there will be a shortage of workers everywhere you go. At the airports, the TSA is so short of employees, they're asking for volunteers, and they're looking to hire 6,000 new workers.
Again, that's Fox News' Anita Vogel. One of the reasons why cost is also going up, yes, it's because of inflation. Yes, it's because of demand, because once you shut down an economy, everybody wants to come back, prices increase, hence you do have inflation. Fox News' Mike Emanuel reports the trucking shortage is playing a major impact of cost and good services going up.
Demand for truck drivers is huge. Experts note there was a shortage of truck drivers before COVID, which has only gotten worse during the pandemic. The American Trucking Association estimates 60,000 truck drivers are needed to meet current demand nationwide, 1.1 million to meet the needs of the next decade. The shortage of drivers is likely to hit consumers in the wallet, and fewer drivers make it more difficult to move goods to their destination. There is bipartisan effort in Congress to address this need. Right now, a trucker must be at least 21 years old to drive across state lines. Their proposal would lower the age while requiring an apprenticeship training program. Economists say the shortage has the potential to slow the movement of goods in this country to a crawl, raising prices and extending wait times.
Roger, hey, wait, quick question. I understand they want to lower the age 21 to 18. I don't have a problem with that. But can I have a little fun this morning? What kills more people, vehicles or guns?
Oh, it would be vehicles, yeah.
So wait a second. We want to increase the age of 18 to 21 before you can get a gun, but we're going to lower you to drive a flipping truck from 21 to 18.
That's a very interesting observation you're making.
You like that one, I do.
But here's the deal. It's not just that requirement that you be 21 currently. You know, if they change the law, obviously, drop it down to 18. You have to have a special driver's license to drive big rigs, you know, and understanding how to drive a semi, I wouldn't know the first thing to do, you know, to get behind the wheel of a semi. So you do need to have specialized training for that. And again, get that special, what they call commercial driver's license.
Hey, Roger, but think about it for a second. You and I have covered the issue of truck drivers. I mean, many people don't realize they're not making a minimum wage. Many of these guys own their own rigs. They're making high five into the six figures. And you mean to tell me there's a shortage?
Exactly. If you own your own rig and, you know, you're willing to put the work in, you can do quite well on, you know, owning your own semi. Now, even if you don't own one and you want to work for somebody else, it's not a low-paying job. You know, they'll pay you a decent income. Obviously, there are a lot of demands. You don't spend as much time with your family because you're all over the country, you know, delivering things. But it does pay quite well.
Roger, we've heard of the story Christmas in July. Well, maybe some of you may want to start shopping for December Christmas in July right now. I love playing this clip. He was back on it again from Barron's Magazine. Associate Editor Jack Hoff says there are major shortages out there, and even the travel analysts that say, hey, we got a shortage of truck drivers out there, which is causing long waits. You might want to buy your Christmas goods this month.
Look at home building. I ordered a fridge. They said no sooner than 6 months, no matter what configuration you buy it in. Chick-fil-A has had a sauce shortage. Burger King has had some pickle problems.
Oh, no.
Chicken breast prices have soared this year. And then you've got, like, semiconductors. When you got a shortage of semiconductors, it affects everything. iPads, trucks. Some dog food is hard to find. Chlorine for pools. It's all over the place. Okay, but if you really want to know, you have to ask a transportation analyst. I did, and he said, the way things look now, we're not going to have it fixed by the Christmas shopping season, which means we're not going to have it fixed until early next year at the soonest.
Hey, Roger, think about that for a second. You know, if your wives or husbands want that certain gift, I guess husband's going to get away by, hey, sweetheart, I couldn't get you that new appliance because there's a long waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
But she's going to be ticked off if that husband's able to get that new Craftsman tool set.
Exactly. You know, and very often, you know, people want to get their own gifts. I think gift cards are a great way to get gifts, especially if you get them through like places like Amazon, where you've got all types of things. You know, start buying them maybe in June, July, and, you know, stick a couple in the top drawer, you know, every month on payday, and all your Christmas shopping can be done, and the people you're giving gifts for get exactly what they want.
Roger, I am such a fan of gift cards, and I 100% agree with what you say. I actually get emails from females that sit back and go, well, that just the illusion,
right,
the aura of opening up the gift. I'm like, listen, ladies want to go shopping with a gift card. They don't want their husbands going with them. In fact, the hottest gift cards, instead of sending them to the mall, is let them go out and do a spa.
Yeah, exactly. There is something special, I guess you could say, for some people to actually open up the present. And, you know, that's why people give some more than one person. Maybe the dad likes to do gift cards. Mom likes to do packages and have them wrap really nicely. And I guess that way you get the best of both worlds.
The job openings. Now, let me set this up. There are unemployment benefits that the weekly report comes out once a week. The unemployment comes out once a month. But the job listings come out routinely, and they also come out once a month. For example, April, 9.3. Well, here's CNBC saying that when they look into May going into, now we don't even have June numbers as of yet. Guess what happened in May? They believe, analysts, it was the same amount of job openings.
The latest JOLTS measure, the measure of job openings and labor turnover, is expected to show that the U.S. had about 9.3 million unfilled jobs at the end of May. That's right around the record level set at the end of April.
Now, Roger, it's going to be interesting. 21 states have sat back and said, we're going to cut unemployment benefits early. Lawsuits are ending up taking place. So the question is, where or what are we going to see certain job openings out there? And the question is, will those openings remain high if people can, if they get their lawsuits passed and still continue to be on unemployment?
You know what? I don't know, but obviously if people do not have to work, or even it probably better said, if they lose the benefit because they go back to work, then obviously, you know, the unemployment numbers are going to be pretty high, because, you know, why would someone give up more money to go back to work when they have issues like childcare that they, you know, are already, you know, going hand to mouth to pay and that sort of thing, and they're actually making more money for staying at home, and they lose that money if they go back to work, then why would they do it? So I do believe that's the case. I think the federal government, if they wanted to badly enough, they can give direct payments to people who are unemployed as opposed to filtering it through the states. But obviously that is having an effect on the economy.
Roger, the jobs report came out, many of you know, on Friday. The U.S. economy posted 850,000 jobs that were created in the month of June. Listen to this report. This is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The biggest amount of that increase was leisure and hospitality. Roger, guess what was second? Government jobs.
Interesting. Huh.
Now, listen to the audience out there. Third was professional and business services. So let me set this up. Out of 800,000 jobs that were created, 343 were leisure and hospitality. That's hotels, restaurants. 188,000 in government. Professional and businesses services, 72,000. Retail trade, 67. Healthcare was at 20. Manufacturing was at 15,000. So it wasn't a big increase out there. Transportation and warehousing only at 10,000, but construction jobs lost were 7,000 out there, which means they can't find enough workers.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not surprised. You know, again, it's that unemployment check where, you know, what is it, an extra $300 every week. And if you go back to work, you lose it. Yeah.
Here is real estate economist Daryl Fairweather. She says, if you thought housing costs or buying a new home is expensive now, she says there is no end in sight, at least for this year, for the cost to go down.
I don't think that home prices are going to come down. I don't think that there's a bubble that's about to burst. What we're expecting is for competition to ease a bit. It'll go from having 12 offers on an attractive home to having maybe 6 or 7, which is still a lot. And with that much competition, prices are going to stay high. Mortgage rates are still at historic lows, and I think mortgage rates will stay pretty low. They may tick up a bit towards the end of the year as the economy really starts to recover. But overall, mortgage rates are low, and that's partly what's fueling these really high home prices.
You know, I am fascinated. I think many people are, it's still relatively fresh in many minds, Roger. They go back to 2008. And let's be honest, ever since we've had the financial housing market crash back then, which is one of the nastiest recessions we've ever seen. Many cases, not overall, kind of, I'm not saying this is worse than the one we saw last year, but in some cases it might be, maybe in certain sectors, but we didn't have the amount of job loss that we saw last year. But the housing market, and the question is there a bubble? I think there's a big difference. You didn't have all the subprime nonsense out there. Mm-hmm. Some people still say it does exist, but this is based on the market value, based on looking at incomes. They look at your FICO score back then. You could have a low FICO score, didn't have to put so much money down. It's a little bit different, but it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. And if it does taper off, the marketplace will either dictate it by the hike in interest rates, or whether or not people say, hey, there isn't enough houses out there, we're just going to sit back and wait.
Well, one of the bigger issues is the new construction home. And because of people not being able to going back to work, there has been a lumber shortage on new construction homes.
Right.
That's causing an impact and a raise in value of even those that have been previously lived in. So it'll be some tapering off. I don't believe it's a bubble where it's going to be huge, but we will see prices begin to lower just slightly once the lumber gets back on the market.
Coming up on 6:46, Afghanistan. We'll get to this in a couple of moments. With the troop withdrawal, Afghan security forces say that the big three of terrorism, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Taliban, are making a big comeback. Colonel Michael Waltz, who represents the North Florida district just south of Congressman Rutherford, Lieutenant Colonel, who, of course, now is a congressman, he says it's possible we could see another 9/11. We'll play these clips coming up next. Ed and Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Our usual slow traffic on Butler Boulevard headed east right before San Pablo. You'll add an extra 4 minutes and roads are looking smooth because people are still recouping from that 3-day weekend. So take your time, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see scattered thunderstorms and a high of 83. More rain with thunderstorms tonight and an overnight low of 74. Right now it is 71 degrees. Satisfy your comfort food desires at Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road. From Florida's best fried chicken to ramen and more, Hangar Bay Cafe is open 7 days a week. Dine in or order online at hangarbaycafe.com for pickup or DoorDash delivery. Support your local veteran-owned restaurant through these challenging times. You're always welcome at Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road. For pickup and DoorDash delivery, visit hangarbaycafe.com.
Ask an attorney about Florida law.
WBOB and The Answer invites you to join Joseph Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. He'll answer your questions about Florida state planning, Medicaid, divorce, family law, guardianship, adoption, tax law, and personal injury. Call attorney Joe Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. Right here, WBOB, The Answer.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Economists predict home prices are going to stay high through the rest of the year. The latest job posting numbers will come out this week. Analysts believe the numbers will be around 9 million job openings. And a group of Texas sheriffs and ICE agents have filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration, accusing it of preventing federal officials from arresting and deporting criminal illegal immigrants.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, good morning. Coming up on 6:49, it is Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB. Roger, let's remind everybody, it was the Trump administration who started the beginning of the troop withdrawal in Afghanistan, and President Biden says he's going to continue it. Here's the latest from NBC News' Richard Engel, who says that security, Afghan security forces are out there saying that with the U.S. troop withdrawal, that the terrorists are making a big comeback.
Even before U.S. troops finished their withdrawal from Afghanistan, America's old enemies are making a comeback. The Taliban is on a major offensive, capturing around 150 Afghan military outposts in the last 2 months. In most cases, Afghan security forces, trained and funded by the United States, surrendered without firing a shot. The American withdrawal is a huge morale boost for the Taliban and all Islamic extremists, presenting the U.S. pullout as a God-given victory. Several Afghan officials tell NBC News Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and other radicals are returning to Afghanistan.
Roger, I get the argument that they some say, well, hey, listen, it's going to create another 9/11. Here is Colonel Michael Waltz, our good friend, former Green Beret congressman here in the North Florida area. He says that it could lead to another 9/11. This is what he said.
Nobody wants the troops to come home more than those of us who have had to sacrifice so much. But the last thing I want to see is another 9/11. And the best way to, I think, cause another 9/11 to happen is to pull all of our troops out of Afghanistan when half the world's terrorist organizations are still there. And the intelligence community is very clear they intend to hit us again.
You know, Roger, I understand the troop withdrawal. In fact, sometimes I question why we have troops in certain countries. They need to pick up their own tab. I get the argument. It would be good and maybe wise to have a base remaining here with some of the troops out there. But the question is, because if something breaks out, where else do we have in the Middle East?
Exactly. Obviously, this is something, you know, that's being motivated by politics more than anything else. I got us out of Afghanistan after, you know, 20 years. But the fact of the matter is, it is a very dangerous part of the world right now. And we're hearing that various terrorist groups are getting more emboldened now that they know that we're leaving. And that doesn't bode well for U.S. security or global security.
Yeah. Let's go to Adele in line one. He wants to talk about it. Hey, Adele, good morning.
Guys, how are you?
Hey, good, man. Good. Thank you for calling.
All right, man. Hey, well, listen, number one, the reason why I believe Donald Trump wanted to, you know, take the troops out of Afghanistan, number one, we were oil independent at the time. So the reason why the situation is so complex with the Middle East is because a lot of times we just depend on the oil. For oil independent, we don't really need the Middle East. Now, this situation with Afghanistan works this way. The reason why there's probably going to be a cost for another 9/11 is not just because of the situation that if you release the troops out of Afghanistan, it's going to create a huge problem. Like, for example, Petraeus basically said that Barack Obama is a moron because he basically told the Taliban how long he had to wait so that he would release the troops out of Afghanistan and then the violence would continue. In 72, during Nixon, when he took out the troops from Vietnam, he knew that the violence was going to continue to happen because the enemy, all they had to do was just wait until the troops were released out of Hanoi and Cambodia. Now, the biggest problem that there's a possibility to a 9/11 is the situation with immigration. The reason why there were 19 hijackers and not 20 was because when they went into Afghanistan nearly a month later after the 9/11 attacks, they had this technology where the same way they run your prints when they arrest you, they were running people's prints and logging them on when they were coming in legally. One of the guys that they took as a POW in Afghanistan, when they ran his prints, it turns out that that particular Arab went into Orlando International Airport, and he was not allowed to get in. So there's a huge possibility that that individual might have been the 20th hijackers because the central station.
Hold on, we're going off on a tangent. Wait, whose fault is it that the troops are leaving? Is it Biden or is it Trump's?
Well, that's a very complex situation. Trump wanted to do it because we were oil independent. Biden wants to do it because he wants to continue the violence so he can have an excuse to continue war.
All right. So I appreciate I got to get going, man. I appreciate the call. I don't know, Roger. I like Adele, but I don't agree with that Trump wanted the lead because we're oil independent. I'm sorry. The president talked about that. The former president talked about that before he was even elected. He said he wanted the troops to withdraw out there. I don't think that has any to do with oil independence. And by the way, you can go after Biden. By the way, the same people that are going after Biden, Republicans, are also going after Trump. I think Biden's just continuing it. I don't think it has anything to divide Americans. As much as I'm not a Biden fan, hey, Biden doesn't give Trump credit for this. So he's going to take credit. The bottom line is, I think this is what the president, former president, made a promise. He's following through. The Biden administration just continue it. I don't believe this is the Biden administration's fault.
And also, you know, important to note, you know, Afghanistan doesn't have any oil. There's oil near Afghanistan, but there's not oil in Afghanistan, at least not that we can get to.
Right.
So I don't buy into that. So is it a complex? I think it can be, but I don't think it's that complex. But it's an interesting
debate. I think it has really a lot to do with imagery and a campaign issue. Say, I got us out of Afghanistan. That's really what it is.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. I'm just saying is about the whole idea about how many troops do you need and things like that. So, I get all that. I get it. It's a good argument. 655. Thanks for the call again this morning. 655, Ed and Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some slow traffic on the Buckman Bridge headed towards Mandarin. You'll add an extra 4 minutes there, along with some light traffic on 295 headed south right before Bay Meadows Road. You'll add an extra 3 minutes there. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see scattered thunderstorms and a high of 83. More rain with thunderstorms tonight and an overnight low of 74. Right now it is 71 degrees. Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
Maybe you've been in the military for 20 some odd years and you never fired your weapon, but you've seen things and you've heard things and you've witnessed terrible things that have happened to not only your friends, but citizens. That builds up. And then I got sent home for medical treatment. They told me straight up, hey, you got problems.
Canines for Warriors pair specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
And we're asking pointed questions because we're trying to pair them with a good match for them, a good dog. And so we kind of have guided conversations what the warrior requires and how we can best suit that with our dogs.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Roger, during the break, me and Roger sometimes will talk, or we're always looking at some of the posts, a lot of emails coming in. And so, Roger, I'm on one of these, many of you know I do a lot of hunting and fishing. I'm on one of these hunting pages, and people just ask random questions, but the responses are the bomb. And somebody goes, hey, I just want to ask a question. How many of you carry a sidearm while hunting? You know, for safety measures, Roger, you know what I'm saying?
You do, right?
Yeah, somebody goes, dude, I carry a sidearm when I walk into Walmart. So anyway, you better understand some of that stuff out there. Anyway, coming up next, the latest on Tropical Storm Elsa. Is it quite possible it will strengthen? And also the president goes on the campaign trail. That's pretty much what it is, to push new entitlements. We've got the latest on that. Job openings pretty much the same. They haven't changed because the moochers won't get off the unemployment benefits out there. So a lot of news coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.